The Gemara Brachos on Hayam and Aleph tells us, La'olam yargiz odem yitzhara tov al yitzhara, that a person always needs to agitate or awaken or, you know, make sure that his yitzhara tov is overriding his yitzhara. And nitzcha mutav, if he does that and he's successful, then great. However, we're not always successful, and therefore the Gemara gives us a couple different suggestions, a couple different etzos, for ways in which we can overcome our Yitzhara. So the Gemara says like this, Ve'im lav, if we're not successful in just stam, having our Yitzhara Tov override the Yitzhara, so Yasok b'Torah, learn Torah. Right? That's the greatest way we can strengthen our Yitzhara Tov and kind of downplay and overpower our Yitzhara. And then again, Nitzcha mutav, if we're successful, good. We're skipping some of the psukim that the Gemara quotes to prove the points, but Ve'im lav, if we're not successful though, so then Kori Kriyashma, read Kriyashma. Think about Achdus Hashem, think about what we're supposed to be doing in this world. Think about Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, Kabbalah Sam Mitzvos. When we do that, so then we're going to, again, reinforce and, you know, make sure that we can have our Yitzhara Tov override the Yitzhara. Good. Again, Nitzcho Mutav. Ve'im Lav, what do we do? Yaskir Yom Hamisa. So they remember the day we die. And I think Pash Pshat is that, you know, if you give into the Yitzhara and we do a Vero, so then there's a Din V'cheshman when we get to Shemayim, you know, we get up there. Bezin Shomal, in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's going to be accounting of what we've done. But my friend, a long time ago, told me a really fascinating insight. Binyamin Kamenetsky told me this. I'm not sure who he quoted from, but it's an amazing vort. He says like this, when you go with the standard intuitive pshat of Yasker Yom HaMisa, so then that's more of a, maybe an intense, dreary type of, it's a sobering line. Remember that you're going to die, and there's going to be a Yom HaMisa, but perhaps there's another way to understand it. And maybe it's more empowering. When someone passes away, so there's avilus. And we know avilus has certain things a mourner has to do, a certain things a mourner is not allowed to do. But beyond the mourner, there are people who come and are menachem the avil. They come and they try to comfort or you know, sit with the mourner. But when that happens, it's not just people that the avil knows. It could be someone that the nifter was close to, or the nifter helped, or people come out of the woodworks. It's friends, family, community, you know, neighborhood, and beyond. Everyone's coming, and everyone's just saying how important this person was, or how this person impacted their lives, and what this person meant. And I think one of the greatest ways the Yitzhara gets us is he tells us we don't matter. Who are you? You know, what have you been doing the day before? What are you going to do tomorrow? Like, what do you think you are? You're not a big tzaddik. You're not a rashi. You're not a gadol ador. You're not a talmid chacham. You're nobody. You're just a regular guy. You're a regular girl. What do you? You're nothing. You're not a significant Jew. The Gemara is teaching us, Yasker Yom HaMisa, remember that the day that you die, people are going to be heartbroken. People are going to lose that role model, that source of inspiration that you were in their lives. And it could be you don't even know who you're impacting, right? Just by going about it, your regular Avodas Hashem, in an erlich way, in an upbeat fashion. So that can really, really inspire lots of people. So when the Gemara says, Yasker Yom HaMisa, when you're struggling with the Yitzhar, when the Yitzhar is telling you, you're a nobody, you don't matter, remember that the day you die. Remember that when someone dies, remember how many people are affected or impacted by that loss, that void. When we recognize that we matter, so I think we're so much more well-equipped to overcome the Yitzhara. We say, forget it, get out of here, I am a somebody. I hold myself to a higher standard, people are looking up to me. I can do this, I need to do this, I'm going to do this. And I think this idea of remembering that we matter is one of the most important things to think about. And I think it's often forgotten. You know, the greatest raya that we matter is that there's a Yom HaDin, that there is a Rosh Hashanah, there is a Yom Kippur, that Hashem takes a look at all his investments and sees how they, you know, how did we perform? Was there a good return on the investment or maybe not? If we didn't matter, Hashem wouldn't look at us. He wouldn't care about us. He wouldn't think of us as investments. The fact that Hashem listens to our tefillos every day, the fact that Hashem thinks about us at the beginning of the year and says, okay, do I want to reinvest in this person? That shows that we matter. And again, when we remind ourselves that we matter, I think that is one of the best ways to make sure that we're margiz our Yetzer HaTov over our Yetzer HaRa.